It's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to the discussion of Parshat Achrimot, Kedusha V'Tara, sanctification and purification. We very often speak of the expressions Kedusha, Tara. For instance, in the prayer after a snack, we say, one day we'll come to Israel and we'll say all of our blessings with Kedusha, with holiness, and Tara, purification, purity. Holiness and purity. We say that we say a prayer for the 6 million, we say a prayer for the deceased, the Kelmale, and we ask God to be, that the soul of our loved one should be among the holy and the pure. Holy and pure. We almost use it interchangeably. If you're holy, you're pure. If you're pure, you're holy. But if we look in Parshat Achrimot, and we contrast it with a parsha that usually follows it, Kedoshim, always follows it, but sometimes you read it together on Shabbat, we notice a difference between Kedusha and Tahara. Which one is Achrimot? Achrimot is all about Tahara. We begin with Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, if in the text itself it speaks a lot about Kapara, which also means to clean up, which is similar to Tahara, it's if you have something really disgusting, you need to clean it up first before you can purify it. So if it's a day of Kippurim, a day of purification, that's true. But also, if you look in rabbinic literature, there are chamesh tevilot v'asara kiddushin. 10 times people would wash their hands, and 5 times he had to go in the mikvah. In order to do what he did, to be a Kohen Gadol, he had to go in the mikvah 5 times during the course of the Yom Kippur service. It's a remarkable thing. The man's constantly jumping in the water. We're not supposed to bathe on Yom Kippur, but there was a ritual bathing that had to be done for the Kohen Gadol, for the high priest, that he had to go in the ritual bath in the mikvah in there in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, 5 times during just a few hours of his service. 5 times he'd be jumping into the mikvah. But why? Because it's a day of purification. But you can look in the text itself. What does it say? On this day he'll clean you up, cover you up, to purify you. And from all your sins, or from all your sins, you should be purified. And again, purified. One verse, twice. The notion of purification. So clearly, Yom Kippur is not about attaining holiness. That's not correct. Yom Kippur is about being pure. We want to clear away all the sins. How many mitzvahs can you do in one day? That's not the point. The point is, can you cleanse yourself from all the sins? You know, we just finished Pesach, we did a lot of mitzvahs. You have to take some mitzvahs. The Jews were bereft of mitzvahs. They had to take some mitzvahs to get started. But Yom Kippur is not about mitzvahs. It's about purification from sin, teshuvah, repentance from sin. Then the Torah speaks about some other things that we shouldn't do related to idolatry and sacrifice, etc. And then the end of the parsha, most famously, the reading of the afternoon of Yom Kippur, we read the second half of the parsha. So the first part is about Yom Kippur. The middle part is its own section we're not talking about. And the third part is about immoral sins. So you see, well, avoiding immorality, incest, adultery, other things, going to the mikvah, is that to attain Kedusha, or is it to attain Tahara? So you see, well, if someone is very chaste, only has relations that he should have, and proper family marriage, you could say that's Kedusha. After all, Rashi, when he speaks about Kedoshim to you, he says, what does it mean to be holy? To separate yourself from the Arayot, from the immorality. The Ramban disagrees, and perhaps the Ramban fits better in the verses, because the introduction, particularly the conclusion of the Arayot, the forbidden relations in this Parsha, speak about defilement, impurity. Do not defile yourself with all these. So improper sexual relations are what? They are defilement. tuma. And if you're staying away from it, purification. Vatitz ma'aretz, if you do these different things of immorality, the land would be impure. You should keep all these things. Don't do any of these abominations. Because what happened to the nations before you? Vatitz ma'aretz, the land became impure. That's why they're being chased out. The land should not chase you out. If you would defile yourself with all these things, tama achem, etc. It's over and again at the end of the parsha. It speaks about not defiling yourself. Lo titamu bahem, the final admonition, do not defile yourself. In Kedoshim, it talks about being holy in a more positive sense, loving your neighbor as yourself, and so many things. And then at the end of the parsha, it also talks about the punishments for these various immoralities. And there, it says, you should keep my laws because I'm the one who makes you holy. And it finishes it off by saying, don't do all these things because I made you separate. You should separate between all things and you should be holy. So the parsha begins with holiness and ends on holiness. Somehow, all of a sudden, these very laws, which were described as defilement, suddenly in Parshat Kedoshim, they are about sanctity, about holiness. So it seems that there's two elements. One is to stay away from these things, and when a person stays away from these immoral things, hopefully they attain what Rashi would describe as Kedusha, Perushim min harayos, someone who's a bit chaste, who stays away from things that they shouldn't be involved in. Now, the question is which one comes first? And if we think about it, really the beginning of the whole book was to come before God, to purify the temple, to bring sin offerings, to purify the Kohanim so they can have a sanctuary. And then, and only then, do we get into Kedusha. Kedusha of a person. Kedusha of time, of the holidays, Parshat Emor. Kedusha of the whole year, the Jubilee, the sabbatical year, the Shemitah. So really, the whole book of Vayikra could be described as purification and then sanctification. The rabbis describe the book of Vayikra as purity. The young children should come, and the first thing a child should learn, according to the official Jewish curriculum, is Leviticus. Leviticus, why Leviticus? Well, it's easy to memorize the laws. You don't want to give them the philosophy of Genesis. So according to the official curriculum, which you often don't follow, official curriculum, Vayikra comes first. Why? Because the pure ones, the children who are pure, should engage in that which is pure. Pure? Where does the book talk about purity? Taros. Not so much about taros here, about going to the mikveh. The answer is that the beginning of the book is to cleanse ourselves until we reach the center of the book, and then it's to sanctify ourselves. So clearly, it makes sense to put tara first, to cleanse yourself of things that are bad, and then to embrace the holiness, second. But it's also a question of emphasis. What's more important? Stay away from bad things or to do holy things? And there we find the debate about this of Sur Mirah and Aseh Tov. What's more important? Staying away from the bad, as it says in the Psalms, say it every Shabbos morning, or Aseh Tov, to do good. So for instance, if you look in the Mishnayos, the unknowingly to most passive readers, the Pirkei Avos often argues about this. You have two rabbis who lived at the same time, Yeshua ben Pracha and Nitai Arbeli from the Arbel. And one said, you know what you should do? Make yourself a rabbi, get yourself a friend, judge everyone positively. Do things in order to be holy. The other one says, Nitai Arbeli says, stay away from a bad neighbor. Don't get involved with a wicked person. Don't be his friend. Things you shouldn't do. So they're arguing about perhaps, you know, what's more important, the Sur Mirah or Aseh Tov, staying away from bad things, purifying yourself, or no, making yourself holy. Get yourself a rabbi, make yourself a holy friend. So which one is it? So the Parsha claims that, well, I don't know which one is first, but in terms of precedence, in terms of greater importance, that's an interesting debate. But as far as precedence in terms of time, Parsha and the Torah is clearly saying, get yourself cleaned up, clean up the act, then you can move on to Kedusha. somebody claims, oh, I daven three times a day and I learn all day. But they act like a bum. They haven't really gotten to the level of Kedusha. First comes cleanliness, and then comes Kedusha. There are levels, there are steps, procedures to it. Look at the end of Sota. And that's what the Parsha is saying. Kedusha and Tara. We aspire to Kedusha and Tara. One day we want to be among the holy and the pure. First, we have to clean up our act. We have to try to be as clean as we can be. We have to try to be as pure as we can be. We have to do teshuva and repent from things that are bad. And then, hopefully, we can embrace the holiness, the Kedusha, the holiness of the Torah. Then we can be ready for next week's Parsha to love your neighbor as yourself. From a place of purity and cleanliness, we can approach and reach the higher levels of Kedusha. Thank you for joining us here at the Baron Hirsch Congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the Holidays. Thanks to our producer, Jason Lefkowitz, and thanks to our sponsors. Sponsors Barney and Karen Abbas, who sponsored this week in memory of Alan and Myrna Abbas. We thank you. Thank them again. And let's hope everyone has a wonderful and a beautiful Shabbos.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.